This is the audio guide covering the four tabs of Core Exiles. What I will be covering in this guide is how to get your tabs to open in Internet Explorer without and with compatibility view. After that, I will go ahead and open up each one of the tabs, giving a short description of all the different items you can find under each tab. This will be rather long, so I'm going to try and keep the descriptions rather short and simple. If you want to find out more about anything I'm talking about, you should be able to find a relevant primer or guide in the Core Exiles forums, or you can ask someone in the game chat. I'm going to go ahead and get logged in.
Core Exiles, Meteor Destiny. Are you ready to meet your Destiny? Are you ready to meet your Destiny? Star Cap, H-O-L-R-T-A-Y. Tab, are you ready to meet your Destiny? Enter, are you ready to meet your Destiny? Core Exiles, free links. Core Exiles.
So right now I currently do not have my compatibility view on, so what I'm going to do is search for M-Space-T. This jumps me directly to the System tab. Now you'll see if I hit Enter on this.
Enter, System tab, Link Graphic. Link Graphic Account tab, Link Graphic System tab.
It does nothing. I can hit Control Enter.
Link Graphic Account tab, visit Link Graphic System.
Shift Enter.
Shift Enter. Link Graphic Account, visit Link Graphic System tab.
Nothing happens. Again, this is because I do not have compatibility view on, but if I want to play the game without turning on compatibility view, it's still quite simple. I can hit Insert plus Delete on my numpad.
Virtual to PC, visit Link
Graphic
System tab.
Now my virtual to PC. Now all I have to do is hit Star on my numpad on the tab I want to open.
System.
So I'm going to hit Star on System tab. Again, that's the numpad star. And now if I down arrow,
visit Link Refresh Data.
You'll see that my tab opened up just fine. Right click on it to close it again. Screen update just to be sure it closes. And there we go, it's minimized. This is not convenient for all people, however, so the other option is to turn on compatibility view, and that will allow you to just simply hit enter to open up all of your tabs. To do that, I'm going to hit Alt-T for tools, and then I'll hit B, as in Bravo, for compatibility view. I'm in the window, it's a little dialog window for compatibility view. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow
CoreExiles.com.
To select CoreExiles.com, tab.
Tab, add button to activate, press space bar, alt
plus A. Hit the add button.
Space, add this website, edit, type and text, alt plus E.
That added CoreExiles, now I'm going to tab down.
Tab, website, you added to compatibility view, list view, not selected CoreExiles.com, 101.
Obviously.
Remove, like, arrow, tab, display internet sites and compatibility view, checkbox, not checked, check, space, checked.
I want to make sure that checkbox is checked, and then I'm just going to go down to OK or close or whatever it is.
Tab, use Microsoft, tab, Internet Explorer, tab, close button to activate, press space bar, alt plus E. Space, system tab, link graphic, system tab, visit link.
Sometimes it'll log you out of the game at this point. Luckily enough for me, it did not. It just refreshed the page, what seemed like three times or something like that. Now I'm good to go. Now if I go to my system tab, I can hit enter on it.
Enter. System tab, link. Visit link refresh data, link, see data, link galaxy locator.
And just like that, it's open. One thing to note real quick, if you do have compatibility view on, you will not be able to use the in-game Galactic Emporium view. If you wish to use the in-game, you'll have to disable compatibility view for that to work. Since I already have my system tab open, that's where I will start, and I will start going down through the options under the system tab and telling you a little bit about each one.
Visit link refresh data.
Refresh data simply backs you out of wherever you are and puts you back on your main page. That will either be your in-orbit or your promenade page. That's the only purpose of it, just to back you out and get you back to a fresh starting point.
Link data repository.
The CEDR, or Core Exiles Data Repository, is simply a database listing of all of the equipment you can use in the game. This includes both ship and non-ship equipment. It's very useful when you're trying to plan out what you want to do in the future, what equipment you're going to be upgrading to, and you can actually plan out and save IP, skill points, all that, set it aside, knowing what you're going to need in the future. If you need more information on how this page is laid out, there is a separate guide in the screen reader section, which this guide is also in, that is dedicated strictly to the CEDR.
Galaxy Locator.
The Galaxy Locator is simply a page which has a combo box on it. Inside that combo box is a list of every single planet and player settlement in the game. By clicking on it, it allows you to see the galaxy and system location of that planet along with some basic information on it.
Buyer's Market, GBM.
The Buyer's Market GBM, or GBM, is the main way players trade resources with one another in the game. In short, you put up a contract for a resource you would like. It takes the credits out of your account when you put up the contract, and then everyone else in the game has the ability to deposit resources onto that contract in exchange for the credits that it took from you when you put it up. As with the CEDR, there is a page dedicated to that in the screen reader section, so if you're interested, you can go ahead and go check that out on the different GBM page layouts, and hopefully it'll help you navigate the pages better using a screen reader.
Visit Link Galactic Emporium.
This is the main way to view the Galactic Emporium. Again, you need to have compatibility view turned off if you want to use it. If you want to keep your compatibility view on, then you'll have to head on over to the stats portal and use the Galactic Emporium listing there. However, that only shows the most recent 1,000 items listed. Everyone in the game has the ability to start their own personalized stores and sell equipment, resources, whatever they want to out of that store. Those are called Emporiums, and this is where you can view all the different things that are for sale in the game's entire Emporium listing.
Link resource lookup.
If you want to know more about a resource, where to find it, the average price of it, what it's going for in the Galactic Emporium, this would be the page you go to. There is a dedicated page to this in the screen reader section as well, because some people have issues navigating it with Firefox and getting it to show them the proper information that they need to know about different resources. These are just a very simple in-game forum specifically for buying and selling equipment or resources or services, whatever you want to sell. It's very accessible, very simple. The forums are laid out on a table with a button to view each one. The only issue is sometimes when you want to reply to a post using JAWS and Internet Explorer, it does not like to open up the edit box to reply. You can, however, use a right-click to open it as you can with the system tab if you do not have compatibility view on, and there is a separate page just for that in the screen reader section, so you can figure out how to do that if you're having issues with it as well. This is something Koops has built into the game to allow him to introduce new game updates through players actually interacting and completing tasks in the game. It's called Galactic Research, but once the players complete certain steps, a new stage is completed, and then after so many stages are completed and it's fully researched, then it is released to the game in the form of a update. This is where you go if you want to check on the status of the current project. Galactic Exploration is for when you want to start exploring planets. There's a bunch of equipment you'll need to do that, but after you get that equipment, if you want to find a location you can explore, this is where you'll go. It'll give you a list of all the planets, along with their danger rating, how many times they've been explored, how many artifacts have been found on them, and the Chief Explorer. The layout is very simple. It's just a table with a combo box at the top of that table to choose how much of the planets you want to view at once. This is where you would go to edit your ship name, email, stuff like that. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you want to change your picture in the game, even though they're not labeled and you can't tell what they are, feel free to go here and do so. And that is clearly to log out of the game. Now moving on to the account tab. This is the same link that is located in the bottom of the bottom nav bar, the Vote for Core Exiles link. You can vote once a day. In exchange for voting, you get 200 fuel and 100 Vesta points. This does not bring you directly to the community forums. Instead, it brings you to a page which has a link on it, and then that allows you to launch the community forums. It's the same forums that I've been talking about the whole time through these guides. This is just one way to get to them from in-game. This is obviously for adding people to your friends list. You can view who's in your friends list here, send them a PM, see when they were last online, check to see what guild they're in. I believe that's all the stats you get for them. It is not a add and add back system. You can simply add whoever you want to your friends list. The nice thing about it is it allows you to PM them with just a click of a button versus having to type in their name and hopefully not getting it wrong, but I always tend to get it wrong whenever I send someone a PM out of my mailbox, so I always do it out of my friends list. These are actually the only new player guides that are of any use. Clicking on this link will bring up a list of a whole bunch of guides you can click on, everything from combat to crafting to everything. These ones are not pictorial. They give you a lot of text that is very useful, and it'll make sure you're actually on the right path to learning everything you need to learn for the game. No one likes someone who keeps asking questions which are answered clearly in the guides, but they are too lazy to go and read them. These next three guides, the new player guides, part 1, 2, and 3, are pictorial guides, and I'm going to skip them as that is rather useless for us. If you have joined the game because someone recommended you and you put their name into the captain box, or if someone has joined the game because you recommended them and they put your captain name into the proper box when signing up for the game, this is where you would go to initiate a recommend a friend claim, and you get a bunch of goodies when they reach level 25, and I believe when they reach level 35, or it could be level 20 and 35. There is a guide. When you click on this link, it'll take you to a page where you can start the claim system. On this page, there's also a link to get more information about it, and that will have the proper captain levels, which I do not have. Every single day, there is someone drawn for a 500 fuel ticket. If you click on this link, you can view the most recent people to have won that drawing. The only requirement for being in the drawing is having played in the past 24 hours. That is very self-explanatory. Core Exiles frequently asked questions. I don't know how up-to-date it is, but you can probably get some useful information about it. And if you haven't figured it out now, the more information you have about the game, the easier the game is to play and get over the learning curve. One of the voting websites, I think it's Browser, MMORPG, ABC, QMNOP, whatever the hell the name of it is, that one gives you gold every time you vote for Core Exiles. You can then change that gold in for either a 500 fuel ticket, I believe, or a premium account. It'll give you a serial number. You click on this link here for the serial hand-in, and you can exchange that for the actual item in-game. If you have purchased a buddy in the Core Exile store for real money, this is where you would go to check out what items it has found for you and to move them out of the stash and into your commercial storage. If you wish to fight AI, a specific type of very strong ship you can do combat with, this will give you a list of all the systems which have AI. Another use for it is finding all the systems that have nebulas in them if you wish to do harvesting. That'll end up coming for you quite a ways down the road. AI is not something you're going to be getting into right now, as it's rather difficult and the ships are quite strong and they will blow you off if you just have a little ship. Mainly, I'd say the biggest use for this is finding nebulas if you want to get into harvesting down the road. This is also involving AI, but the greater fight with AI, the actual war, which involves Genesis and special stuff you make to go kill them. I don't know anything about that, and by the time you get to that point, you will know more than I do, and you'll already know where this link is and what it means, which I do not. Raids are something which a whole bunch of people in-game have to collectively attack to kill. They're a form of giant pirate. This page will show you a list of all the current and dead raids, dead ones, so you can go salvage them. Anyone can do that even if you weren't involved in the actual killing of the raid. But if you want to go kill them with a group of people, this will give you a list of all the raids, how big they are, where they're located, and how many sorties or times someone has actually attacked them.
Link to the official store.
This will bring you to a page like the forums, which has a link which will then launch the Core Exiles official store. This is where you would go to buy stuff for real money. If you're in a guild, this is a very simple in-game guild forum. Most guilds have their own external website with a forum on it, but this is a very, very simplistic table view of a in-game guild forum. Same thing goes for the guild email. If you're in a guild, this is where you would go to send out an email to everyone in the guild. However, you want to check with the leaders of the guild first and make sure, one, they're okay with everyone sending out mass mails, and two, that you have the permissions to do so. Once you reach level 5, you get a free 5,000 fuel ticket and a 1-month premium account. Just go here, click the button to claim it, and you'll have your rewards. It really is as simple as that. If you support Coops on Patreon with either $1.5 or $10 a month, you get either $1.5 or 10 VIP points a month. You can then spend those VIP points on special equipment you can only buy via VIP points. If you wish to buy something with it, this would be the link you click on to go make the purchase. That is the end of the account tab, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to the mission tab now. A lot of these are very simple, so I won't be going that in-depth with them. It's just a listing of all the different missions you have and allowing you to check up on what your progress is and all that with each one. First, we have the NPC missions. If you've accepted one, this is where you can go to check on your status of it or to abort it. You can only ever have one NPC mission accepted at any point in time. That also includes couriers. This is where you'd go to check your Ashar and Wesbeck missions, the ones you actually have currently accepted, meaning you have the cargo in your ship store already. It'll tell you the location of where it's going, how much you're getting paid, and you can also abort it on this page.
Combat missions.
If you have a combat mission accepted, whether it's Pirate, Galfed, or VP, I believe are the three, you can go ahead and check on what your status is, how many ships you've killed, if you don't remember, what ships you have to kill, and the system which you have to go kill them in. FOM missions, FOM, are your mining missions. This is where you would go to check and see how many pieces of mining ores you found, how many you have left to find, where you have to find them. You can also complete your mission from this page. As with the combat missions, you can just click a button to send the mission off and you'll get paid for it remotely.
Passengers on board.
If you have a passenger cabin fitted and passengers on ship, this is where you would go to see where their destinations are. You cannot ever abort passengers. Once you pick them up, you have them forever until you deliver them. This is obviously where you would go to view your standings. So every time you do something in the game, we'll use delivering a Ashar for example, you will get a chunk of XP and credits. Let's say for delivering an Ashar cargo, you get 500 XP. Of that 500 player XP, you also get a very, very small percentage of faction XP. That faction XP goes towards your Ashar standing, which you can then view on this page. And when I say a very small amount, it may be 1%. So for delivering 500, you may only get 5 Ashar faction standing. I'm not positive on that amount or what the ratio is, but it is a very small percentage of the original player XP that you get for the delivery. This page is very straightforward. It's a giant table, and just make sure you're using table commands when navigating into it, and you can check all your faction standings. There are major rewards for certain factions when you reach certain benchmarks. For example, one could be a reward at 25 million, 50 million, and 75 million. And the reward for that is getting a Core Exiles store gift certificate, which you can then use to spend on items in the Core Exiles store, which you would normally have to buy with real money. It's a very long-term goal, but in my experience, it's well worth it. I've gotten a few, and it's really nice to get that reward for playing the game for a while.
With the awards.
These are just little simple awards you get for something like, say, killing 10 ships, killing 50 ships, 100, 500, 1,000, so on and so forth. When you click on this link, the first page you're brought to is actually completely inaccessible and it'll look like there's nothing on it. The one thing you need to do is click on the link to view the text view. Coops put that in for us blind people so we can also check up on our rewards. I do not believe it serves any purpose at this point in time, except for just to track what you've done in the game throughout your career. The Profession XP boost is if you have a booster to boost you by 10, 20, or 30 XP for an hour. This is where you go to activate it. Again, once you activate it, you only have 1 hour of that boost, so get whatever you need to get done quick. That is the end of the mission tab, so I'm going to go ahead and move on to the assets tab now. This will be very similar to the missions tab, it's just different categories of stuff. You can view for your character what assets you have out working for you, so I'll just be breezing through it as most of it is very self-explanatory.
Link your schematics.
If you want to remotely view which schematics you have, you can go ahead and click on this link to check them out.
Link your blueprints.
Same thing for blueprints, only these are engineering and you have to have a premium account to make the items. If you want to know more about crafting or engineering, there are guides in both the forums and in the help and guide section of the account tab. If you have a pet snarg, which you get by completing a mission chain, you can go here to check on him, feed him, all that jazz. I need to go feed mine after I'm done recording this, if he's still alive, that is. The nice thing about a pet is as you keep them happy for longer and they're with you longer, they end up giving you free IP, which you can then use on skills. If you have a superior head implant and you are level 60, you can start buying certificates and training in them. This is the page you go to choose which certificate you want to train in. There's multiple uses for multiple different certificates. If you want to know more about that, you can go ahead and check out a primer in the forums on it. The main value of them are there's certain tasks in game you cannot complete. There's certain equipment you cannot equip until you have trained in the proper certificates to be able to do or use that stuff. If you have extractors down, extracting for you from a resource service, this is where you go to see their location and how many days are left on their slot that they're extracting out of. Again, just like extractors, if you have harvesters, this is where you go to see where they're harvesting, how much dis fuel they have left, and how full their hopper is. If you have factories down, this is where you would go to check up on them. Same thing for refineries as factories. If you have refineries down, this is obviously where you'd go to view them. You can't do anything with the factories or refineries on this page. As far as I know, it's just a way to view them, see where they're at.
Link your malls.
Malls, I don't use malls, but this is where you'd go to view them.
Link your mechs.
If you want to use mechs, you're definitely going to need to go read a primer or a couple primers on them in the forums. There will be a guide in the BSG Core Exiles Advanced section at some point regarding mechs. I don't know when I'll get that done. First, I have to get back into them or get someone else to write it, as I don't use mechs currently. It's just a small automated PvP minigame essentially built into Core Exiles. This is where you'd go to deploy your mechs, repair them, refuel them, all that stuff. If you have drones out mining an asteroid for you, this is where you would go to check up on them. You can see stuff like their current health, how much ore they've already mined out of the asteroid, and you can recall them from the screen. You want to make sure you recall them when they get below 20%. If you don't, you risk the chance of losing them, and that could get expensive really quick. If you have a settlement, this is where you'd go to view a list of all of your settlement staff in one location. If you want to view your commercial stores remotely, you can do it through this link. It would be the same screen you get if you go to a promenade and choose to enter the commercial storage and then click the view all button versus the enter commercial storage button. This just allows you to see it from any location in the game remotely, so you don't have to actually be docked at a promenade to take advantage of looking at your commercial storage. If you have a settlement or two settlements, this will give you a short summary of what's going on at your settlement. It's not the same information you'll get if you're actually docked, but it is nice to be able to get some information from it remotely. If you don't have a settlement, you don't have to worry about this link at all. If it even shows up, I have a settlement, so I have no idea if it'll even be here if you don't have one. I actually don't currently use a buddy, but I'm assuming if you do, this gives you some stats to summarize what your buddy's been doing for you while you've been playing. I'm not really sure, but it's something involving buddies. If you have one, you'll know and I won't. If you have either paid someone an arm and a leg to make you one, or you've got all the resources yourself and made one, this is where you manage your mining barge. Everything is done on it remotely, so you don't have to worry about actually traveling to its location. You just click on this link, and this is where you manage everything involving your mining barge. If you have a player-made ship and you've hired ship crew to do missions for you, this is where you go to send them out on missions. This is for managing remotely your Genesis plot. If you don't have a Genesis plot, this probably won't even show up. If it is there, you don't have to worry about it because you don't get to use it until you actually have a Genesis plot to use it with.
with VIP fuel transfer.
Another benefit to having VIP points, which means being a Patreon supporter of Coops, is you can spend 3 points and sell someone fuel in-game for credits. I've never actually done it myself, but this would be the link you click on to do it if you wish to. This is the last item in the Assets tab, so this concludes the guide covering the 4 tabs of Core Exiles.